Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening over the phone, also over the radio, and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful, sunny, but very chilly Sabbath, October 5th, 2019. This is our lesson 288, chapter 62, entitled The Feast at Simon's House, Part 7. Our opening hymn, our theme, is entitled, I'd Rather Have Jesus. And if any one of the dear brethren would like to be able to share in the hymn, you can unmute your mic. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain. Oh, be held in sin-dressed way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be a king of a vast domain, or be held in sin-trapped way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world can afford today.
Fairer than lilies, of rarest bloom, he's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
We could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us have another blessed day. We thank you for letting us feel the wiggles of this morning. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong that we've been doing. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquities. I pray that you may be able to help us be considerate and unselfish and noble on all the character traits that are more being less of the world. We pray also that you may be able to help us keep on even fighting the good fight and keep on having in faith that you will always be there to help us and to guide us. I also pray that you may be able to even and help us preach your word and have many to hear all the good things that you can say to them. I pray also that you may be able to help us be always thoughtful and thinking of others instead of ourselves. And we pray also that you may help us of all the temptations that the enemy is against us. And be with us now as we see more and more how the world just can go in more chaos and disorder. Let us be able to always keep on putting everything that happens into thee in prayer, and keep on depending on thee for everything that happens in our lives. And be with us now as having another blessed study, and let us always have our eyes open that we may see the wondrous things out of your law, and how to keep on doing our best to serving thee and keep on loving thee forever. This is my prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture to our study is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 2, from the King James Version, and it reads, "A certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 7 of our lesson entitled The Feast at Simon's House in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first verse, can you unmute your mic?
Romans
8:33.
So, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Romans 8:34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us.
Roman, it's a blessing, everyone. Roman 8:35. When shall the Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, or the sword. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we're more than a conqueror through him that loves us. Amen.
So the blessings, everyone.
Okay, 4.
I
am
persuaded
that
neither
death
nor
life
nor
angels
nor
principalities
nor
powers
nor
things
present
nor
things
to
come.
Okay. Romans
8:38.
Okay. Romans 8:39. Nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover page 568. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 568. Anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 568. Mary had been looked upon as a great sinner, but Christ knew the circumstances that shaped her life. He might have extinguished every spark of hope in her soul, but he did not. It was he who had lifted her from despair and ruin. And continuing on the next slide. Continuing. Seven times she had heard his rebuke of the demons that controlled her heart and mind. She had heard his strong cries to the Father in her behalf. She knew how offensive is sin to his honesty, and in his strength she had overcome. Desire of Ages, page 568, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, also our guests. Did Jesus look upon Mary as a great sinner, as others did? Also, what did she hear Jesus do towards the Father on her behalf? And what did she know and could do in his strength? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is no. Christ knew the circumstances that had shaped her life. He might have extinguished every spark of hope in her soul, but he did not. And she had heard his strong cries to the Father in her behalf. She knew how offensive is sin to his holy purity, and in his strength she had overcome.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our first song together. Once, and this one is taken from a Spirit of Prophecy book entitled Step to Christ, and that can be found on page 52, paragraph 2.
Jesus loves to have us come to him. Just as we are, just as we are, sinful, helpless, dependent, just as we are, just as we are. We may come with all our weakness, our folly, our sinfulness, and fall at his feet. Impenitent, just as we are, just as we are. It is his glory to encircle us, encircle us in the arms of his love, and to bind up our wounds, to cleanse us from all impurity. Jesus loves to have us come to him, just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, dependent, steps to Christ, page 52.
Amen. This beautiful song was taken from the section of the Scripture Song Singers and the section of encouraging quotes. And continuing in our study, we are still in page 568.
Desire of Ages, page 568. When to human eyes her case appeared hopeless, Christ saw in Mary capabilities for good. He saw the better traits of her character. The plan of redemption has invested humanity with great possibilities, and in Mary these possibilities were to be realized. Through his grace, she became a partaker of the divine nature. The one who had fallen and whose mind had been a habitation of demons was brought very near to the Savior in fellowship and ministry. Desire of Ages, page 568.
Continuing, it was Mary who sat at his feet and learned of him. It was Mary who poured upon his head the precious anointing oil and bathed his feet with her tears. Mary stood beside a cross and followed him to the sepulchre. Mary was first at the tomb after his resurrection. It was Mary who first proclaimed a risen Savior.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Remnant family, what did Jesus see in Mary when to human eyes her case appear hopeless? And also, who was the soul that was brought very near to the Savior in fellowship and in ministry? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, can you unmute your mic?
Christ saw in Christ saw in Mary
capabilities
for good. He saw the better traits of her character, and Mary, the one who had fallen and whose mind had been a habitation of demons.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, Layla. Question, dear family. Who sat at Jesus' feet, learning of him, pouring upon his head the precious ointment oil, anointing oil, sorry, bathing his feet with her tears and stood beside the cross? And also, who was first at Jesus' tomb, proclaiming him as a risen Savior? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic. became a partaker of the divine nature, was constrained to do all these things to her
Savior.
And she was first at the tomb after his
resurrection.
It was Mary who first proclaimed a risen Savior.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, Jeremiah and Layla. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6.
Be confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Being confident of this very thing, Philippians 1:6.
Amen. The scripture song is also found in Scripture Song Singer in the section Character Building. And let us continue in our study. We are still in Desire of Ages, page 568. Anyone of the dear remnant would like to take the paragraph? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 568. Jesus knows the circumstances of every soul. You may say, I am sinful, very sinful. You may be, but the worse you are, the more you need Jesus. He turns no weeping, contrite one away. He does not tell to any all that he might reveal, but he bids every trembling soul take courage. Freely will he pardon all who come to him for forgiveness and restoration. The Desire of Ages, page 568, paragraph 3.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. Does Jesus know the circumstances of every soul, and when do we need him most? Also, what does he bid every trembling soul do, and what would he do for them? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you...
Jesus knows the answer. The answer is yes, he does. When you may say, I am sinful, very sinful. You may be, but the worse you are, the more you need Jesus. And he bids them and to take courage. Freely will he pardon all who come to him for forgiveness and restoration.
Amen. So let's learn yet another song together from the Spirit of Prophecy books entitled Christ's Object Lesson. And this will be found on page 159, paragraph 3.
Oh, take my Lord, for I cannot give it. It is thy property. Keep it pure, for I cannot keep it. I cannot keep it for thee. Save me and spare of myself. My weak, Christ-like self, mold me, fashion me, raise me into a pure and holy atmosphere, where the rich current of
Amen. This beautiful song also was taken from the same scripture song singer in the section encouraging quotes. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in page 568. Anyone of the dear and their family would like to take the paragraph? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 568. Christ might commission the angels of heaven to pour out the vials of his wrath on our world, to destroy those who are filled with hatred of God, to fill with hatred of God. He might wipe his dark spot from this universe, from his universe, but he does not do this. He is today standing at the altar of incense, presenting before God the prayer of those who desire his help. Desire of Ages, 568, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a savior. Question, boys and girls, remnant family. What might have Christ done on our world by commissions of angels to those who have filled with hatred of God? Also, where is he today and what is he doing? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is he could have commissioned the angels to pour out the vials of his wrath in our world. And he is today standing at the altar of incense, presenting before God the prayers of those who desire his help.
Amen.
We are in Desire Ages, still in page 568. Anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph? May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 568. The souls that turn to him for refuge, Jesus lifts above the accusing and the strife of tongues. No man or evil angel can impeach these souls. Christ unites them to his own divine human nature. They stand beside the great sin bearer in the light proceeding from the throne of God. Next slide, please. Continuing. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It it is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Romans 8:33 and 34, and Desire of Ages, pages 568, paragraph 5.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and even our guests. What will Jesus do for the souls that turn to him for refuge, and what can men or evil angels do to them? Also, how are they able to stand beside him blameless before the throne of God? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is, Jesus lives above the accusing and the strife of tongues. No man or evil angel can image his souls. And Christ unites them to his own divine human nature. They stand beside a great sin bearer in the light proceeding from the throne of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another scripture song, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 35:37-39, from scripture song singer in the section God's Love. Assurance, dear one. Well, we have come to the end of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson, and this is the area that we ask all the precious little one to come very close, because it's story time, and our dear brother Grace will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time for October the 5th of 2019. Blowing my mind. No, over where we live, it's 60 degrees this morning. We think it's fall. All right. Courage of obedience demonstrated. It takes courage to be obedient sometimes. And he said, as God said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Genesis 22:12. Abraham, in obedience to the divine command, pursues or continues on his journey with Isaac by his side. God sees before him. No, he sees before him the mountain which God had told him he would signalize or show him as the one upon which he was to sacrifice. He removes the wood from the shoulder of his servant and lays it on Isaac. This area must have been an area like a desert, not much wood around, because he took his own wood with him. Abraham laid the wood on the one who was to be offered. He girds up his soul with firmness and agonizing sternness, or unbending surrender to God, ready for the work which God requires him to do. With a breaking heart, an unnerved or trembling hand. He takes the fire, while Isaac inquires, Father, here's the wood, here's the fire and the wood, but where's the offering? Abraham said in the scripture, God will provide himself a lamb. But oh, Abraham cannot tell him now. Father and son build the altar, and the terrible moment comes for Abraham to make known to Isaac that which has agonized or pained his soul all that long journey, that Isaac himself is the victim. Isaac is not a lad or a little boy. He is a full-grown young man. He could have refused to submit to or to obey his father, the father's design, had he chosen to do so. He does not accuse his father of insanity. Isaac didn't say to his dad, man, you're crazy. Nor does he even seek to change his purpose. He submits. He believes in the love of his father and that he would not make this terrible sacrifice of his only son if God had not bidden or asked him to do so. Isaac is bound by the trembling, loving hand, lost my place, loving hands of his pitying father, because God has said it. The son submits to the sacrifice because he believes in the integrity or honesty of his father. And when everything is ready, when the faith of the father and the submission or obedience and consent of the son is fully tested, the angel of God stays the uplifted hand of Abraham that is about to slay his son and tells him, that is enough. In order to obey God willingly under all circumstances, that means at all times, great courage is needful. We can know Christ only by loving and obeying him. The Lord calls for valiant or brave men who will not fail or be discouraged. That's meaning they don't give up. Sons and Daughters of God, page 205. Our Bible verse is, and God said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Genesis 22:12. To fear God means to love and reverence him. Thank you for listening, and I'll hand this back to Rose.
Amen. What a beautiful reading. It reminds me of a testimony that I will be talking about next Sabbath on our review section. It's amazing when the Lord calls you to do something and it actually requires to give him all. We will be reviewing part one of our lesson, the Feast of Simon and House, part 7. So please stay on. If there's any question or anything that you would like to share with the room, if you have to send it, you could send it before the latest on Friday, but Thursday will be okay. And if it's not, you can always reserve it till we get together. Well, dear ones, if any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic.
If we can all kneel, bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us here have this blessed study. And thank you for letting us be able to hear many of the lessons of the tales in the Bible that we can learn today. We pray that we may be able to keep every lesson that we learn in our minds and even use them in action when we need to most. We pray also that you may be able to help us be always thinking of others before we think of ourselves. Let us always be able to keep on putting thee first before everything we know and everything we care about. And I also pray that you may be able to even And heal if any of us may be ill or under the weather. We also pray that you may shield us from the really cold temperatures. There's maybe cold outside, but we know that with you around, we are warm on the inside, spiritually. Bless God, always keep on giving praises unto thee, no matter where we are, no matter what happens. Let us be able to always keep on being strong and being courageous and always be thankful for all the good that you've done for us. And also pray that you may be able to even and keep us safe from all the things that will happen in the future. And also we pray that you may be able to always be there to help protect us and even guide us as we do not know what to do next. We also pray that you may be able to even give us strength and courage to do the right thing, even if it seems difficult. And also pray that you may be able to even keep on letting us help as many people as we can, and hopefully they will turn into thee instead of just trusting their own thoughts. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to meeting the land you promised us. Be with us now as we continue and study more of your word and more about thee, about your love, your wisdom, and all the good things about you. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be October 12th, 2019. We will have our second part review of our chapter 62 entitled The Feast of Simon House, part 7. I hope and pray everyone will bless, dear ones. And I want to be able to apologize. There was a little typo. I was going to place another song, but I left the title on the area. But praise God, it didn't hinder the actual song that I wanted to use. And I will be resending the project just in case that you may need it to be able to present it. Well, may every one of you, dear ones, everyone in the family, those that are on the phone, those that are listening also over the radio and later on the recording, may you all have a blessed rest of this Sabbath. God bless everyone.